All glories to Shishi Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Chaiva Narottama.
Narayanam Chaiva Narottama.
Devim Saraswatim Vyasa.
Devim Saraswatim Vyasa.
Tato Jaya Mudiraye.
Tato Jaya Mudiraye.
Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu.
Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya.
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, text number 32. Jambu plaksha shalmali kusha kroncha shaka kushkara samgyanas tesham parimanam kursvasmat purvasmad utara utaro yata sankhyam dvi guna manena bahihi samantata upal plataha jambu
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 laksha
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 shalmali
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 kusha
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 kroncha
kroncha kroncha
shaka
shaka Pushkara,
Pushkara,
Samgyaha,
Samgyaha,
known as, Esham,
of them,
Parimanam,
Parimanam,
measurement,
Purvasmat,
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 from the former, Uttara,
Uttaraha,
the following, yata,
according to,
sankhyam,
number,
dviguna,
twice as much,
manena,
with a measure,
vaihi,
outside,
samantataha,
all around,
upakalplataha,
produced.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Translation. The names of the islands are Jambu, Plaksha, Shamali, Kusha, Kroncha, Shaka, and Pushkara. Each island is twice as large as the one preceding it, and each is surrounded by a liquid substance beyond which is the next island. Purport. The ocean in each planetary system has a different type of liquid. How they are situated is explained in the next verse. Jambu plaksha shalmali kosha kroncha shaka pushkara samgyanas Tesham parimanam purasmat purvasmad uttara uttaro yata sankhyam dviguna manena bahihi samantata upalplataha. Om Jnanachandasya Nanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilatam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathandatam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamritamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskrite Sapta Kanchana Gauravi Radhe Vrindaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Anamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Vidyamane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyadi Pashtrachari Shitarine Vancha Kalpa Chubhishya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Avanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasavi Gaura Prabhuvinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Before we start, I'd like to just have a short prayer or long prayer on behalf of His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj, who is in intensive care in the hospital in Delhi. Let us pray for Maharaj's welfare. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Do I need a microphone?
Not usually. We don't usually
no.
Have.
Just then no need. Thank you. So, I'd like to express my gratitude to everyone for having me here today. And this wonderful historic temple, ISKCON Montreal. Before I begin to speak, I'd like to take the blessings of all the devotees that are present. Especially Gokulanand Prabhu, our very senior devotees. And thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Ganga Mata Goswamini and the disappearance day of Baladev Vidyabhushan. I don't know that much about Ganga Mata Goswamini, but I did find one passage in the scriptures that I'd like to share with all of you. This is from Vaishnav Samadhis in Vrindavan by the former Mahanidhi Swami. Sri Gangamata Goswamini. From her childhood, Princess Sachi Devi, the daughter of King Naresh Narayan of Bengal, showed unalloyed devotion to Lord Sri Krishna, So she was born in a very wealthy family. She was a princess, the daughter of a king. She even refused to marry on account of her genuine attachment to Krishna. Her father wanted to get her married, but she refused. She said, "I only want to marry Krishna." After her father's demise, she ruled the kingdom, but she soon renounced it to find a bona fide spiritual master. So she was in charge. She was like the queen or the prince, ruling princess. But she left her post and position in order to find a spiritual master. Princess Sachi Devi, I guess she's still a princess, met Sri Haridas Pandit, a leading guru in Vrindavan, and began performing devout bhajan to Govindaji. It's interesting because Baladev Vidyabhushan was also a proponent of and devotee of Govindaji. Although she became frail from under-eating, she was eating very little, she would always sleep on Jamuna's sandy bank. So she was performing great austerities, eating very less, sleeping on the bank of the river. And she was rising before sunrise to clean Govindaji's temple. Daily she would hear Bhagavad Katha, see Govindaji's artik, circumambulate Radha Shamasundar's lilasthans, their pastime places, such as Vamsivat, Sevakunj, Nidivan, and Rasastali. Receiving encouragement from Sri Haridas Pandit, Sachi Devi completely dropped her false ego, put on rags, and went door to door, house to house, begging alms in Vrindavan. So the princess becomes a beggar. The Vrajavasis were astonished by her severe renunciation. Taking her guru's suggestion, she went to Radha Kund to associate with Sri Lakshmi Priya Devi Dasi, a dear disciple of Sri Haridas, her god sister. So Vaishnav Sangha, Vaishnavi Sangha, very important. Following Thakur Haridas' perfect example, Lakshmi Priya Devi, her god sister, daily chanted 300,000 names a day. That's 192 rounds of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Every day, the two ladies, they would do Govardhan Parikrama and worship Krishna. Daily Parikrama of Govardhan. On her guru's order, Sachi Devi went to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Jagannath Puri. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and most of Lord Gauranga's eternal associates had already returned to Goloka Vrindavan. Sachi Devi restored Sarvabhauma's house, I guess she got some funds from somewhere, and established first-class worship of Sri Shyam Roy, a deity given to her by a Jaipur Brahmana. Every day, she lectured on Srimad Bhagavatam, and her classes became very popular, attracting eager listeners from miles around. Many people, including Brahmanas and King Mukunda Dev, took initiation diksha from Sachi Devi. In Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama, that's by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it explains how Sachi Devi got the name Ganga Mata. Quote, "On the day of Ganga Sagar Mela," that's in January, "Sachi Devi, who was residing in Jagannath Puri, desired to bathe in the Ganges." She's in Puri and she wants to bathe in Ganges on Ganga Sagar Mela in the month of Magh in January. But the Ganga Sagar is near Calcutta, and Puri is quite far from there. So she was in Puri. She wanted to desired to bathe in the Ganges. That night, the Ganges flowed from the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath and came to Sachi's ashram and picked up Sachi Devi. Sachi Devi entered the Ganga's waters and she floated into the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath inside the temple. And this is late at night. The temple is all locked up and everything, but somehow she flowed with the Ganga inside Jagannath's temple. After unlocking the doors, the next morning, the pujaris were surprised to find Sachi Devi in the temple. So, thinking she was a thief, they grabbed her and put her in jail. Now, this was a great offense. So, simultaneously, the king of Puri and the head pujari, both of them simultaneously had the same dream, that Lord Jagannath came to them in the dream and said, "You had made a great offense by putting Sachi Devi in jail. You should release her immediately." So the king and the pujari, they ran to the jail and they had her released. And because she floated in to Jagannath's temple on the Ganga, she got the name Ganga Mata Goswamini. And today is her appearance day. Shri Ganga Mata Goswamini Ki. So today is also the disappearance day of Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan. And I would like to try to just say a few words about the pastimes of Baladev Vidyabhushan. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, he was living in the 1600s. In the 17th century, a few generations after the departure of Lord Chaitanya. He was born in Oriya, in Orissa, near Ramuna. Now, I think all of us should know why Ramuna is a very important place. Would anyone like to say? Because Ramuna has the temple of Chirchor Gopinath Ki Jai. So he was born very close to Chirchor Gopinath Ji. As a young boy, he was a great scholar, a great pundit. Pundit means he's knowledgeable in like different kinds of grammar, Sanskrit, rhetoric. He knows Jyotish, Jyotir Shastra, astrology, astronomy, some Ayurveda, like this. But he wanted to become like an acharya, knowledgeable in the spiritual sciences. So, move just a little bit. Thank you. So, he went to South India, Mysore, and he studied with the Madhvacharya sannyasis and the devotees there. And he was very, very impressed with the Vaishnav teachings of Srila Madhvacharya. And he took Diksha in the line of Madhvacharya. And shortly thereafter, he took Sannyas in the same line. He became a powerful preacher, a powerful debater, and he traveled to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, he was like a Digvijay pundit. Anyone he would meet, he would debate with them, and he would defeat everyone. So the Vaishnavas in Puri, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were thinking, "Oh, this is such a great devotee. He's so intelligent. He has so much devotion. If he would only join our camp, that would be so wonderful." However, they were afraid to approach him, because he was such a powerful debater. There was one Vaishnava there named Radha Damodar Das. Now we see Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarshayo Vidahu Sakala Neha Mahata Yoga Nashta Parantapa, that we're in a disciplic succession from Lord Krishna, and we see 32 different lineages listed until we come to the point of Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada dedicates Bhagavad Gita to Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan. So Srila Prabhupada, before Srila Prabhupada, who is the Acharya? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there is Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji. Before Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, there's Jagannath Das Babaji. Before Jagannath Das Babaji, there's Baladev Vidyabhushan. Before Baladev Vidyabhushan is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now, going a few generations back, we come to Narottam Das Thakur and Srivas Acharya, and we also have Duki Krishna, Shamananda Prabhu. So these three were the original book distributors. So our Shamananda, he was Duki Krishna Das, and his guru was Hridoy Chaitanya, and his guru was Goridas Pandit. So Hridoy Chaitanya, he initiated Shamananda Prabhu, and then Shamananda Prabhu's principal disciple was Rasika Ananda. And Rasika Ananda's grandson was Radha Damodar Das, who Baladev met in Jagannath Puri. So Radha Damodar Das was also a great scholar, and he had great compassion, and he made friends with Baladev. And they shared the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu together, and especially exploring the Bhagavat Sandarva of Sri Jiva Goswami and other Sad Goswami, six Goswami grants or literatures. So Baladev was so enthused to receive this wonderful knowledge, and his heart was won by the wonderful philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis, and he wanted to be initiated, reinitiated by Radha Damodar Das. But Radha Damodar, he said, no, I can't reinitiate you because you're already initiated in a bona fide sampradaya. The Madhva sampradaya is a bona fide sampradaya, so I cannot reinitiate you. However, he performed a special ceremony for Baladev in which Baladev agreed to accept Lord Chaitanya as his life and soul, to worship Lord Chaitanya and accept his teachings to his heart. And then Radha Damodar Das suggested that Baladev, if you want to study higher and learn more, fulfill your capacity, your opportunity to become a great preacher of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, you should study under the greatest Vaishnav Acharya of our time, and that is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is now residing in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Baladev was so eager, he immediately set out for Vrindavan. And upon reaching Vrindavan, he fell at the lotus feet of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who was elderly at the time. He was in his 60s. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was so happy to receive Baladev because of his great Vaishnav qualities of humility and his desire to learn. And he began teaching him the Vaishnav scriptures. Now, earlier, in 100 years earlier, in 1669, the Mughals invaded Vrindavan. So in 1671, the Rajasthani kings agreed to take care of the deities of Vrindavan so that they would not be broken or desecrated. So all of the deities traveled to different parts of Rajasthan, including Govindaji. So Govindaji was residing in a place called Ambar, moved around a few times in Rajasthan. So Ambar was there, and in Ambar there was a place called Galta. And in Galta, one very great saint. He had settled there many years earlier, and his name was Payahari Krishna Das. So Payahari Krishna Das was a grand disciple of one Ramanuja Vaishnava in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya, and he was very austere, and he lived in a cave, and he in his is like a North Indian section of the Sri Sampradaya, and they worshipped Sita Ram, and then he converted the queen, Queen Balan Bai. He converted her to their practices of Sri Vaishnavism. So the queen convinced her husband that he should build them a big ashram in Galta. King Prithviraj. So King Prithviraj agreed, and they built a big ashram in Galta. And for six generations, the Galta, Sri Sampradaya, Ramanandis, as they were called, they had so much power. Whatever the royal family did, whatever the royal family was asked to do by them, they would fulfill every desire of these Ramanandis. So they had great political power. They were the undisputed spiritual heads of the kingdom. So the king at that time, after King Prithviraj, other kings, they left their bodies, and there came on the throne King Jai Singh. And he was only 11 years old. But he was very brilliant. And when he was very young, when he was 8 years old, his father took him to Vrindavan. And his heart was won by the worship of Radha and Krishna. He had a desire to worship Radha and Krishna with all of his heart. So he enthroned Govindaji there, and the Ramanandis were feeling some threat that we previously were worshiping Sita Ram, and the royal family would listen to everything we say, but now King Jai Singh is becoming a Radha Govinda Bhakta. What will happen to us? They became very paranoid. So they made a complaint. The Ramanandis came to King Jai Singh and they made a complaint. And they said that, look, you know, these people are worshiping Radha and Krishna, Radha Govinda, and they claim to be a member of one of the four sampradayas, but they're not Sri or Kumar, or they're not Ramanujas, they're not followers of Vishnu Swami. They're not followers of Lakshmi. They're not followers of Shiva. You know, they're not bona fide. They're not in a bona fide sampradaya. Their lineage is in question. And the Padma Purana says, if one is not following one of the four sampradayas, one's mantras will not be successful. So they raise this doubt. So then the king, Jai Singh, he appealed to the Gaudiya Acharyas. Please present your case. Establish how you are bona fide. Respond to the challenge. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they say, well, our line is coming directly from Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself. Krishna Varnyam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. That Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this line is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can you question this? But the Ramanandi said, no, this is bogus. These four sampradayas are mentioned in Padma Purana, and you are not part of this. So this is bogus. So then, Baladev is back in Vrindavan. And word gets to, or even before this, the Ramanandis raise more objections. They say, Narayan is a supreme personality of Godhead. How you can worship Krishna without worshiping Narayan? And they also raise a third objection. They say that Radha and Krishna are not married. How can you worship them together? How can they be together on the altar? It's not proper. We worship Sita and Ram. Sita and Ram are married. It's proper. We worship Lakshmi and Narayan. Lakshmi is Narayan's wife. It's proper. So they appeal to King Jai Singh. This is not proper. You should separate Radha and Krishna. So then King Jai Singh asked the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, please, you explain this. And they tried to explain, but their explanations were not accepted by the Ramanandis. So the King Jai Singh, he really wanted to make peace between the two Vaishnava groups. He was studying all the different scriptures. He was also a great scholar. And he was trying to reconcile the two things. And he also came and wrote one scripture appealing for the reconciliation of the two groups. But because he was king, he had to have peace within the kingdom. And he told the Gaudiyas, until you can provide an adequate explanation, I am going to have to keep Radharani in a separate room and worship her separately. So the king worshipped, had Radharani shifted to another altar in a different room. And the Gaudiyas were in great distress. What are we going to do? So word came to Vrindavan that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were undergoing this great calamity, this great difficulty, this great quandary. What are we going to do? So it came to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he was the most senior and knowledgeable devotee at the time. But he was too old to travel all the way to Galta. And at that time, Baladev Vidyabhushan was very young. But still, his name was Baladev at the time. Then the king and Baladev and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they all night long, they discussed how to defeat the Ramanandis. What to do, what to tell them. And they came upon a strategy. And being equipped with this strategy, Baladev went and traveled to Jaipur, Galta, Rajasthan. And he tried to get an audience with King Jai Singh. But because he was so young and nobody knew him, it was very difficult to get the audience with the king. Finally, he got the audience with the king in the king's court. And he said, I want to propose the solutions to the challenges made by the Ramanandis about Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So the Ramanandis were in the court and they say, we want to speak with him directly. And then King Jai Singh said, so be it. So the Ramanandis challenged him that, how dare you, what are you going to present? How dare you present? You are you claim to be Gaudiya Vaishnav, but you yourself are not even from a bona fide sampradaya. Why we should listen to you? Baladev replied, I am initiated in Madhva Sampradaya in South India. And they were surprised. Oh, he's a Madhva. Okay, we have to accept him because he's initiated in the Madhva Sampradaya, one of the four Sampradayas. So then they said that, you know, you claim to be a member of a bona fide Sampradaya, but what about Gaudiya Vaishnavism? And then Baladev gave his evidence, the Gaur Ganudesh Dipika, which is a Shastra written 100 years earlier, which explains all the different evam parampara praptam, the different parampara of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Just the same thing Prabhupada lists in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, that is actually coming from Gaur Ganadesh Deepika. So they had to accept this as evidence. And then they said, actually, you have no commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Every bona fide sampradaya has a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Where is your commentary? And then Baladev, he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord inspired him from within and said, I will bring the commentary. And they said, okay, take a few days, bring the commentary. When will you bring it? And he said, I have to write it first. And they were shocked, because to write a commentary on Vedanta Sutra will take years and years and years. It's such a vast body of work. And Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they did not feel that a commentary was necessary, because Vedanta Sutra was written by Srila Vyasadeva. And Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted as the natural commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigamakalpa Tarogalitam Phalam Shukumukhanam Vittadrava Samyutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literatures. Vedic literatures emanated from the lotus lips of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relished by all, including liberated souls. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas didn't feel a need for any other commentary. However, the Ramanandis were challenging, bring the commentary. And Baladev said, I will write the commentary. And the Ramanandis were confused. How long will it take? And then King Jai Singh intervened and said, you can have some time, bring it very soon. So Baladev, he went to the temple of Govindaji and prayed at the lotus feet of Govindaji to please give him the strength to write the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And he had a dream, and in that dream, Govindaji assured him that you just write the commentary, I will take care of everything else. You just begin writing. So he woke up and he started writing and he started writing and he started writing. And some historians say it took him 1 week, some historians say 1 month, but after a very short amount of time, he came back in the court of King Jai Singh with the commentary that he had written. And he presented it to the Ramanandis. And they said, who has written this commentary? And he says, I have written it as inspired by Govindadev. Therefore, this commentary is called Govinda Bhasya. Bhasya means a commentary. So this is the commentary that was given by Sri Govindaji. This is very similar to Srila Prabhupada's ecstasies in writing his purports. Srila Prabhupada said, I am not writing these books. Krishna is writing these books. Krishna is writing through me. And even we would see so often Prabhupada would read these books himself. He says, I'm not writing these books. These books are from Krishna. So this is in our line. So the Ramanandis were asking, what about our challenges? So then he said, just see my commentary. It's very similar to Madhvacharya's commentary. But if you look in chapter 3, you will see that it's established that Radha and Krishna are worshipped eternally, are eternally together. Radharani is the eternal Shakti, the eternal energy of Krishna. And the energy and the energetic can never be separated. The Swakya Bhav, the marriage relationship, the Parikya Bhav, the unmarried relationship, these are both eternal rasas, eternal relationships. So Radha and Krishna are eternally together. It is an offense to keep them separately. I declare that they should be reunited. And quoting from the Padma Purana, he explained one verse that in the Vedanta Sutra, it's explained, Utkale Purushottama, that the four sampradayas, one explanation of Utkale Purushottama is the four sampradayas have their four mutts, their four monasteries, their four temples in Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. But according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baladev, Utkale Purushottama refers to the quintessence, the conglomeration of all these four sampradayas into one, and that is represented in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who resided in Puri, Utkale Purushottama. So based on this evidence and others, and also he explained that in Vedanta Sutra is explained that Narayan has so many different avatars, and it's never said that only Narayan can be worshipped and not any of the other incarnations or other avatars. So in this way, Baladev, he refuted all of the accusations of the Ramanandis, and they could not say a single word in rebuttal. They could not, they were silent, they were speechless. And King Jai Singh declared that Baladev was triumphant, he was victorious, and the Gaudiya Vaishnavism was authentic, and that Radha should be reunited with Govindaji. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahants were so happy, there was a big celebration, and they even built a special temple on the hill of Galka named Vijay Gopal Mandir. And Vijay means triumphant, victory, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So word got back to the Mahants in Vrindavan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He was so happy. Baladev returned to Vrindavan and he was given the title Vidya Bhushana. Bhushana means gem or jewel, and Vidya means knowledge. So he's the jewel of knowledge, Baladev Vidya Bhushana. And he continued writing while he was in Vrindavan. He wrote 10 commentaries. He wrote many commentaries, some commentaries on 10 principal Upanishads. He wrote commentaries on 9 of the Sad Goswamis, the 6 Goswamis' works. He wrote about grammar, about poetry, about drama. And eventually he left his body. And in 1735, King Jai Singh, he shifted the temple of Govindaji into the courtyard of the palace where Govindaji resides today. And he coronated Govindaji as king and made himself as a minister of King Govindaji. And he made a royal seal. And his royal seal said, Shri Govinda Dev Charna Sevi Jai Singh Sharana, which means Lord Govinda, at whose feet Jai Singh takes refuge. Shri Baladev Vidyabhushan Ki
Jai.
Shri Ganga Mata Goswamini Ki
Jai.
Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Itai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I have a conference call 9 o'clock. I have to go. If you want to continue discussion, you can permit me to leave.
Yes, please. Yes,
thank you.
Hare Maybe tomorrow morning we can do fresh fruits instead of doing this canned stuff.
Like fresh juice?
Fresh juice or fresh fruits. Like some strawberry, like similar to what Maharaj was having. Strawberry, blueberry, maybe apple, banana. Maybe we can blend it up in a blender. We can make a smoothie.
Smoothie with apple, banana, blueberry,
strawberry.
And strawberry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Do you have like the code for internet and access?
I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just ask me if anything is missing, please.
Alright. Okay. So maybe put a little coconut water, have a cup of, you put a little coconut water in the smoothie.
Excellent.
Give it a little liquidity.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Thank you. Rick, remove.
Hare Krishna.
Can you give me a few more coconut waters? Would be great.